Your song, Slow Down, topped the CBC Radio 3 charts. What can you tell me about that song?
That song was kind of came out of the experience of being on the road and touring for so much. There was a couple of years ago where we were out for maybe almost four months in a row, playing in a bunch of different countries, which is the dream come true. It's what I want to be doing all the time. But at the level we're at, which is not, selling out stadiums famous by any means, there's still there's quite a bit of hardship and quite a bit of stress that can come along with being on the road and driving yourself. I mean, we drove ourselves around European cities with signs that, we cannot read, and driving a van that's way too big for those old European streets. And there was just lots of moments of stress and a couple dents, stuff like that. And I got home from tour, and I think it was just kind of like the general consensus. I think my mind had just been going too hard, and I was overstimulated, and people around me, I think, could tell, and I was a little bit irritable. And I guess I honestly wrote that song just so I could try and practice, something that I'd be preaching from then on. So the chorus is, everybody's telling me to stop, take a breath and slow down. And that's kind of what it's about. And then obviously, I guess the verses are a little bit more about how at the time I had been single for quite a while. And I'd also struggled to find some companionship while being on the road so much, because, it takes a very special person to sign up to want to be the partner of somebody who's not going to be home all the time. And fortunately, I feel like I found that now, which is awesome. But at the time, I was struggling with that.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
Oh, that's a great one. I wish I could say it was when I was writing, but sometimes, when you're writing songs, you have to dig deep, and sometimes it's to a place that's so deep you don't want to be there. So I would say I feel like I'm getting better at writing songs, but it's almost because I'm getting more and more uncomfortable with doing it. It's kind of a strange juxtaposition there, but I think I feel most in my element. I feel like I feel most of my element in the studio, actually. I love studio days. I love something about, taking an idea and physically putting it onto tape. We've tried to record all of our last couple records in an analog fashion, so it actually feels, there's a physical master of that music somewhere on a piece of tape. And those days always fly by. I feel like, you're in the studio for 10 hours and it only ever feels like 15 minutes to me. But it'd be between that and then obviously on stage at a good concert where people are singing along and feeling the energy. That's a really, really tough feeling to be. Sometimes I almost wish I could just step out of my body and watch just to appreciate it even more, because there's sometimes a little bit more stress and you want to do a good job while you're on stage. But I definitely feed off of people's energy, and sometimes we'll play an hour set and it's almost like you black out. Not to be cheesy, but it's almost like an out of body experience when you're a part of something like that, or you're helping create an experience like that.
You won many awards, including the Edmonton ones that you mentioned, but also the Western Canadian Music Award for Rock Group of the Year last year. And you've had number one songs on CBC Radio 2 and 3, appeared lots of times on network TV, and been signed by Pop Trick Records. Which of your musical accomplishments so far makes you the most proud?
Oh, wow. Hearing you say it back actually sounds, it's always refreshing to be reminded of those things. I'm in that mindset right now, where I'm just locking myself in my room in the dark by myself writing songs. And sometimes you forget that there's this world out there who is listening. So, that's a tough one. I think the Western Canadian Music one, obviously, I guess that's the biggest reach of an award that we've received so far. So that feels, felt incredible to be recognized as the Rock Group of the Year, because we know a lot of our friends and a lot of our peers are in rock groups that I would consider, top of the class for sure. So that was extremely humbling to get that one. But I have to say, all those Edmonton Music Award ones too, I know it's a bit of on a smaller scale, but this is where we started and where we've seen all of, the majority of our support and people really, really cheering for us to get out there and share our music and put Edmonton, or help put Edmonton on the map a little bit more, one show at a time in a European city. So I might have to give them all to those Edmonton Music Awards. It's really cool to have that recognition and have what feels like, have the city have our backs. So it's a very, very special feeling.
What's on the horizon for your scenic route to Alaska over the summer?
Oh, we got a couple fun festival gigs. We're playing out in Squamish at this new festival called the Constellation Music Festival. That's at the end of July here. And we're playing on the main stage there. That should be a really fun set. And then we're having a big hometown party. We're playing at our own Edmonton Folk Music Festival, which has always been our favorite festival of ours. We've all been attending it since we were in diapers. So to be playing at it, it feels extremely, extremely sentimental and and we're looking forward to that. That'll be the weekend after Squamish, and then we've got a few little one-offs here and there in Fernie, and we're playing in Rocky Mountain House with the legendary Tom Cochran. That should be a good time as well. And yeah, life is a highway, no doubt. we'll be singing along to that stage. And then we're into the studio in September to record. I don't want to leak it too hard, but I think we're actually gonna make our first EP since we've made that EP in 2011, and not do a full length record, and pick, I think, between 6 and 8 songs that we feel represent a bit of a new maturity and a bit of a full. We're gonna really try and encourage people to do the full listen, because we've been putting out singles pretty heavily for the last little while and playing that game. But we all grew up just loving records and what they can mean as a whole. And I think, unfortunately, that is getting lost. And, you know, we have to play both sides of the coin and also put singles out there. But we're going to put something out that I think is going to be, I mean, hopefully it'll gain us new fans, but I think it's going to be kind of like, it's going to be for ourselves and it's going to be for our existing fans who just want to hear a bit of an honest, a little honest recording. I think we're not going to beef it up too much and make it sound like the three of us playing live, and kind of just make it a little bit more vulnerable.
Do you have a website where we can keep track of those upcoming releases and tour dates?
Yes, you can. You can check it all out at www.scenicrouteToAlaska.com.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Ghost of Love. What can you tell me about that one?
Ghost of Love. Oh, yes, it was actually written at the same time. You could imagine as I wrote Slow Down and the whole record, Tough Luck. If I'm being honest, Tough Luck was kind of about this touring around constantly and loving it, but then having this, you know, dichotomy of feeling like, oh, I wear, you know, I also really appreciate having a significant other than Murray and Shay. Those two are my best buds, so I'm pretty lucky to be on the road with them all the time. But, you know, it's nice to have some other love in your life as well. And Ghost of Love was kind of just about me reflecting on my past relationships and, you know, maybe what I need to do to move forward to get out of that rut. And then also just kind of wanted to make it a bit of a fun, playful, it's kind of like a Beatles-y vibe to it in the choruses, I think. And it's always been a fun one to play live.
Trevor, love that song and can't wait to hear the new music. Thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me.
Staring at the sun, got my head up in the clouds. Well, just my